First time I brought my report card home, Our Lady of Grace Good Counsel School on the east side of Aurora, had my report card, and of course my parents look at it. That's before you could look things up online. And online back then meant the telephone line. And my dad looked at the report card, looked at me, and I'm certain he bit his tongue, because he probably wanted to say, though he did not say, "Be smart, just as I am smart." If only it would be that easy as well, huh? If we could just be smart. But in today's first reading, God says, remember who God is. When God came to Moses and presented himself in the burning bush, what did he say? "Take off your shoes, because this is holy ground. God is so holy that even the ground where he would appear is holy, and so you take off your shoes." And God said to the people of Israel when they gathered, "Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy." Be holy. God did not say, "Be kind of holy, be sort of holy, be holy if you can." God said simply, "Be holy." The reading explains a little bit what that is, like caring for your neighbor, being good to those around you, assisting those. And St. Paul will take it to another level in today's second reading. He reminds us, tells us, that we are God's temple. And that the temple of God is holy. Imagine if when you came to church today, the church was all in disarray, the pews were turned over and pipes were hanging, there's dust and dirt and graffiti, and it's just like you go to sit down and you go, "Oh, yuck, something died on the pew here." And you would say, "Where's that custodian? He should get this all cleaned up." Like, when we come to church, we expect it to be clean, we expect it to be beautiful, we expect it to be a place where we can rest in the presence of God. Well, you are God's temple, and God has chosen to dwell within you, not next to you, not above you, not below you, but in you and me. God dwells in us, and that's why God wants you and me to be holy, because he only wants to dwell in that which is holy. God dwells everywhere, in the manger. But God dwells in you, and God gives us his Spirit, given to some today sacramentally, so that we might be holy. Holiness in the Jewish tradition was not something that I had, it was something we had. Now there's something good about that, isn't it? It's not just about me, it's about us. As we gather here tonight, do you know what's happening as we are praying tonight? The Edina girls hockey team is going for state. And St. Francis, or Pope Francis, says it's okay to pray for your favorite sports team, so we can offer up a little prayer for them that they win. But girls, guys, if you're going to join a hockey team, wouldn't you rather join the Edina hockey team than the Finnegan hockey team? Because don't you want to be on a winning team? Because when you're on a winning team, then there's something kind of magical about this, something wonderful about that. Because all of a sudden, you're not just about you, but you're part of this grander reality. You're part of this team that's winning. See, that's why We are called to be holy. That our community is called to be holy. That God gives us the Spirit so that we might be holy. So that you and I might be part of this holy team. Team holy. A team of saints. Not saints tomorrow. Not saints in 100 years. Not saints in 1,000 years when they canonize you. But right now, right here. And when you and I are part of this incredible team, the team holy, when you and I are actually manifesting and living in the grace of the Holy Spirit, that will be manifested in some amazing ways. Not only will we be kind to our brother and our sister, but we will be kind to those who are mean to us. Not only will we pray for our friends, we will pray for our enemies. Not only will we give to those who will give back to us, we will give freely to those, even though we know that they will never see us again. Because we are on this holy team, the team of God's love. And so I am grateful to be part of the team of OLG, the team of our church, the team of saints. Because God has called you. And God has called you to be holy. And not only has God called you and me, all of us, to be holy, but God gives us His Spirit so indeed we might be. And so there's a little test you can take as you leave church tonight and are going towards your car. You can think of the person you least like. For some of us, it might be a little brother. For some of us, it might be someone at work. For some of us, it might be a relative that we go, thankfully, I've not seen that person for 10 years. So think of the person you least want to be with tonight. Of all the people on the face of the earth, and I'm guessing all of us probably can think of someone. Now, as you go to your car, imagine that person is in your car. Are you ready to be holy? Ready to say to that person, let's go to Perkins, it's on me. If you can do that, that is holy.